In another action today, the FCC voted to take a step that commissioners say will eventually save consumers and businesses billions of dollars in international telephone fees. International calls can cost 5 or even 10 times as much as long-distance phone calls within the United States. NPR's Philip Davis has a report.
Right now, whenever a long-distance telephone company routes a call from the U.S. to another country, it has to pay an access fee to get that call through. Usually the fee is paid to a national phone company, which has little incentive to keep the access fee low. Last year, American phone companies, and by extension, American consumers, paid out more than $5 billion in these fees. Reed Hunt, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, says that's why international rates are out of kilter with those here at home.
Very out of kilter. A telephone call from America to some other country, any other country, on average, taking the whole world into account, is 99 cents a minute. Now, when you turn on your TV, you can see that AT&T is telling you that a long-distance call within the United States is 15 cents a minute. What's the reason for the difference? It's not the length of the lines, because it's no extra cost. It's monopoly, cartels, regulation, the failure of international agreements to have been put into place. That 99 cents ought to go way, way down and get close to the 15 cents a minute.
Today, the FCC voted to try and shake up the rules that perpetuate those high rates. The commissioners agreed to allow long-distance companies to negotiate with some overseas phone service providers for lower access fees in return for, say, cheaper access to the United States. FCC Chairman Reed Hunt admits many countries may refuse to budge.
It's possible we could have that kind of standoff, but you have to recognize that those countries want the money that we're sending them. So they are willing to talk to us about change because we are a big source of revenue for them.
And American phone giants, including MCI, seemed confident that they could negotiate lower rates, though perhaps not immediately. Jonathan Salat is MCI's chief policy counsel. He says his company will argue that lower fees will help a country's own citizens. And Salat says lower fees are good business in a number of ways.
We've talked to a lot of companies around the world, and what we heard from them was that when they decide where to locate, when they decide where to grow jobs, they look for the most open, dynamic telecommunications markets. For all these reasons, we believe that foreign countries that have retained monopolies will come to understand that they can best benefit their own citizens by opening up to the benefits of competition.
Who would benefit first? The ruling applies first to countries that already have a competitive telecommunications industry in place. Britain, Sweden, and Chile all fit that bill. So calls to those countries may be among the first to go down. Negotiations at other countries may be approved on a case-by-case basis. Consumer groups applauded the decision. Mark Cooper is a telecommunications attorney for Consumers Union. He says that in this era of international corporations, the best way to get lower prices is to streamline the rules and open up the market.
Pursuing a pro-competitive policy is the way that consumers will get benefits. Regulators do not have the ability, the resources, and in some cases the will to really protect consumers in these industries anymore. We have to get competition.
And to help international phone companies determine which price levels are fair ones, the FCC plans next month to set benchmark rates that it thinks would be fair for American companies to pay to access foreign markets, another tool to help drive down costs. Now, the FCC says it doesn't expect all the savings to be passed through to consumers, but it is expecting rates to start going down 10 to 20% a year for the next few years. I'm Philip Davis in Washington.